Now, China's National Tourism Administration released a warning on Friday to remind Chinese citizens to exercise caution when deciding to travel to South Korea. Soon after the statement was released, many major tourism agencies removed tour plans to South Korea from their websites. For more on the industry and public response to the warning, CGTN's Hu Nan brings us this report.
Official data show that over 8.2 million people from China went to South Korea last year. That accounts for nearly half of all the country's foreign tourists. While now the industry stakeholders fear their business might slump as a result of a Chinese tourism authority's warning on Friday.
Last month, a number of Chinese tourists were denied entry to South Korea. After being detained for several hours at local airport, they were ultimately sent back to China. The warning is a direct response to an increasing number of cases of Chinese citizens being unable to enter South Korea.